last week, housewife Ellen Vallinati nearly destroyed her marriage after revealing her worst secrets possible.
Do you think you're a better mother to your children than your mother was to you?
I do.
Have you ever fantasized about having sex with one of your coworkers?
Yes.
Do you have any secrets that you believe could end your marriage?
Yes.
Then, with her family crushed and her husband near tears, she was asked a question that would win her $100,000.
Do you believe you will be married to Darren for the rest of your life?
Yes.
That answer is true.
Congratulations.
Tonight, the tables are turned as this family man shatters his wife and family with every revelation.
Since you have had children, have you lost any of your sexual attraction to your wife, Amy? Have you ever had sexual relations with any of your wife's sisters?
And things only get worse when his estranged father surprises him.
You think that I still love you?
And his wife is destroyed when he answers yes to the worst question possible.
Have you ever had sex with any of your friends' wives? Tonight, the only thing that separates a person from $500,000 is 21 questions and their ability to answer each one of these questions with the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Is there an honest person left in America? The time has come to face the moment of truth. Show all of our participants have undergone a rigorous polygraph exam. They don't know the results of that test, but if they tell the truth, they can win up to $500,000. And if they feel they may not have been truthful during the polygraph test, they can change their answers tonight. So let's meet our first participant.
Michael Greenland is a 32-year-old carpenter from St. Louis, Missouri. He is the youngest of seven children. He has been married for 5 years and has two children. He was asked over 50 questions by a polygraph examiner. 21 have been chosen for tonight.
Michael Greenland, this is your moment of truth. Michael, welcome to the show.
Sexy strut.
Is that your sexy strut?
Yes.
Does that mean you're relaxed and ready to go?
No, I'm nervous as can be.
Is that right?
Shaking inside, dying.
Well, you fooled me. You think you're going to be able to tell the truth in front of America tonight?
I have no choice, so yeah. I'm going to do it.
Okay, good. There are six levels of questioning. The further you go, the harder the questions get, and the more money you can win. You can quit at any time and take the money. Once you hear a question, Michael, you have to answer the question. And remember, if you're caught lying, you lose everything and the game is over. Okay?
Yes.
You're not only here telling your truth in front of all of America. Family and friends have joined us as well, and let's meet them.
I'm Hazel, his mom.
I'm Amy, his wife.
I'm Rachel, Mike's sister-in-law.
I'm Ryan, Mike's brother-in-law.
Welcome to all four of you, glad to have you. You have an idea of what you've gotten into here, right? Not at all, Hazel? Then you might want to take a nap and we'll wake you later.
Okay, thanks.
Are you ready for this? Okay, Michael, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's begin. Level one has six questions. All you have to do is answer each of those questions truthfully. I will give you $10,000, I promise.
Right.
Keep in mind that if you're ever concerned about the answers you gave on your polygraph exam, feel free to change them tonight, but be careful, okay? So do you enjoy your job?
Yeah, it's all right. It's cool.
Yeah, what do you do?
I'm a carpenter.
You're a carpenter?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to be a carpenter.
Well, weren't you?
I suck at building things.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
Question one. As a handyman, have you ever deliberately prolonged a job just so that you could bill a client for more hours?
Yep.
That answer is true.
That's one truthful answer.
I can explain.
What explanation could there be?
Well, this guy was kind of a, can I say I don't know.
Apparently, you're able to say that very
okay.
easily.
He was kind of one of those and decided to write me a bad check or two, so I made up for it.
So what you're saying is it's an isolated incident that you would do.
Yes, it was. Only okay. one person, so any clients watching, you can still trust me.
Hazel, are you surprised by that answer? That's your little boy there.
Can I take the fifth?
Apparently, you already have. We know what you do for a living. What do you like to do as a hobby?
Not really hobbies. I'm going to school right now. I don't have time for...
No time for hobbies.
Hobbies, really, yeah.
Question two. Have you ever made a wax replica of your private parts?
We all have.
Can you even do that?
Yeah, you can do that.
Can you?
Oh, so I've heard. I've heard you can do that.
So you've read.
My friends tell me.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I have.
A wax replica?
My wife was going to bring it with her, but it wouldn't fit in her purse. So
that answer is true.
Would I lie about that? Come on.
Yeah. That's two truthful answers. I'm just picturing a wax replica. Did you put a wick in it and make a candle out of it? Yeah. That's got to look pretty as a centerpiece. Maybe I should ask Amy, your wife, what would one use that replica for?
We don't need to. No, just go on.
Hazel, did you have any idea that this was one of your son's hobbies?
I don't know him.
Well, Hazel, if you don't know him, you're going to get to know him if you hang out. Two truthful answers, and I can't wait for the next one. This is a little bit different. How long have you two been married?
A little over 5 years.
Got a good relationship, you think, Amy?
I think so.
You trust him?
Yeah.
You trust her?
Yeah.
Question three. Have you ever felt that your wife is excessively jealous of other women?
That I can answer pretty quick, yes. Yes.
That answer is true.
Three truthful answers. Does she have reason to be?
No, I've tried to.
You've tried to what?
Tried to show her that, you know, no reason to be.
Did you know that he thinks that you're sometimes excessively jealous?
Yeah.
Is that a reasonable thing to have said?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yes.
So you're jealous?
I used to be.
Family and friends, he's answered three questions truthfully. They will get more personal. And we've just started. So I want to let you know that button is there for you. You understand what it's for. Hit that button. We throw away the question I've just asked. Replace it with a new one. You can only use it once, though, okay?
Okay.
5 years, a trusting marriage. Is your wife your best friend?
Pretty much, yeah.
Question four. Has your wife, Amy, ever said anything that hurt you enough to make you cry? Amy, do you know the answer to this?
Yeah.
Yeah, she did.
That answer is true.
That's four truthful answers. Can you tell us what she said?
No.
Not so into going there again, huh?
There's other questions I'll go into detail with, maybe. But...
So it may come up?
Maybe.
Did it make you feel any different about your husband to see a big man like that cry?
A little bit, yeah. I fell more in love with him.
Oh. Does your wife spend a lot of time getting ready to go out when you guys are going out somewhere?
I think so.
Question 5. Would you say your wife is the most attractive woman you ever dated? Amy, any idea what he'll answer on this one?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure. You are excessively jealous from time to time.
Yeah.
So what's your answer? Would you say your wife is the most attractive woman you ever dated?
She's attractive and beautiful, and I love her. But no.
That answer is true.
That's 5. One more $10,000. That's not the answer you particularly wanted to hear, huh, Amy?
No. Maybe you'll get a chance to see him cry.
Oh. Anything you'd like to say about that answer?
No.
No?
No.
I can think of about a million things you could say to make things a little bit better.
No.
No. All right.
No.
Just trying to help you out.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, okay. 5 truthful answers, one more $10,000. This next question's pretty personal.
Yeah.
You have to answer it truthfully if you want the money.
Right.
You can hit the button if you don't want to hear the answer. For $10,000, question 6. Since you have had children, have you lost any of your sexual attraction to your wife, Amy?
Crushing his family, things get worse when Michael is confronted by his estranged father.
Do you think that I still love you?
And the more questions he answers, the closer he comes to ruining his marriage.
Have you ever had sexual relations with any of your wife's sisters? Wives. Truthful answers, one more $10,000. This next question is pretty personal.
Yeah.
You have to answer it truthfully if you want the money.
Right.
You can hit the button if you don't want to hear the answer. For $10,000, question 6. Since you have had children, have you lost any of your sexual attraction to your wife, Amy?
No.
Let's find out if that's true.
That answer is true.
That's got to feel good, Amy.
Yes, it does.
And $10,000 has got to feel pretty good, too.
Yes, it does.
5 more truthful answers, Michael, and you will turn $10,000 into $25,000. What do you want to do?
Go for it.
You want to go for it?
Just go for it.
On to level 2. I wish you the best of luck. You can change your mind after every question if you want.
Okay.
Just catch me before I read the question.
Okay.
Been married to your wife for over 5 years.
Yep.
Did you date a lot before you met her?
Not a lot, but yeah.
Question 7. Are you sexually attracted to any of your wife's sisters? One of which is sitting right here in front of us.
Yes.
That answer is true.
That's seven truthful answers.
Not me. There's five girls in our family, so it could be.
So was you.
What? Well, I was, yes. We dated, yes.
They dated.
You guys dated?
But he also dated one of my other sisters as well.
But you. Be giving away stuff. Let me see if I can get this right. You have four sisters. Of the four sisters, total of five women, you married one and dated two others. Yep. Okay. So much to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to change gears a little bit here. What kind of relationship did you have with your parents growing up?
Pretty good.
Hazel, you okay?
Wasn't horrible.
Yeah? You can hit the button if you don't want to hear the answer.
I forgot about that.
Gotta wait till I ask the question, though.
Oh, okay.
Question eight. Have you ever lied to your parents about your religious beliefs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
What faith did you grow up as?
Mormon.
Okay. And your parents are practicing Mormons?
Yes.
Okay. Let's find out if your answer, yes, you have lied to your parents about your religious beliefs, is true.
That answer is true.
Well, that's eight truthful answers. And that's, you know, when you're talking about religion, it gets to be a very touchy subject. So you want to elaborate on this? Tell us what was going on there?
I think we just did a period where I was kind of questioning things and didn't want to upset them, so.
In what way did you lie?
Told them that I was, I guess believed it.
Is this a big surprise to you, Hazel? Or?
I think I'm aware of more things than he thinks I'm aware of.
You've answered eight questions truthfully. We are getting closer to $25,000. As I look ahead, we're going to get to some very personal questions about your family.
Okay.
You okay with that?
Sure.
Is it nice having your mom here to support you?
It is.
Even when you're talking about things that are sensitive?
Yeah, the wax replica thing wasn't too...
Not so fun, yeah.
Yeah.
Mom's here. Where's Dad right now?
At home.
Mom and Dad still together? No?
No.
Question nine. Do you think your father worked hard enough to provide for your family?
No.
That answer is true.
That's nine truthful answers and a very sensitive subject. Did you, Hazel, realize that your son felt that his father didn't work hard enough to provide?
Not really. I thought I was keeping it. keeping it from everybody.
You do your best as a mom to protect your children from the drama in the house.
Yeah.
I guess what we're learning is, as you know things about him that he didn't think you knew, kids know stuff about their parents you don't think you know as well.
Yeah. I hope it's not very much.
You love your mom a lot, though, don't you?
Oh, yeah. She's great.
So you remarried.
Yes.
And your father is also remarried,
yeah.
Or is he single?
Remarried.
How often do you see your dad?
Not too often.
Question 10. When visiting your father, do you think your stepmother intentionally does things to make you feel unwelcome?
Yeah.
That answer is... true.
That's 10 truthful answers, one more $25,000. Do you really feel that way, that your stepmother would intentionally do things to make you feel unwelcome?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Amy, are you aware of this?
Yes.
It's hard to talk about?
Yes.
Have you guys discussed this at all?
A little bit.
Have you discussed it with your father at all?
No, not really.
You think your dad will be able to listen to that? He's a pretty reasonable man?
I hope so.
You have 10 truthful answers, one more $25,000, but there is no shame in stopping even at this point if these questions have hit closer to home than you had anticipated. So if you want to stop, I would be happy to stop at this point. If not, I'll honor whatever you want. We'll continue.
Let's go.
Okay. This is your $25,000 moment of truth. And this next question is not going to be asked by me. You still have time to stop it if you want.
No, let's go.
Then for $25,000, your question 11 is going to be asked by your father, Chuck, is here. Let's welcome Chuck to the show. Now we're at a very serious situation as it comes to your relationship with your son and a lot of things that have been discussed. But right now, our only concern is question 11. If you can be brave enough and honest enough and answer it truthfully, it'll be worth $25,000. The question comes from your father, so whenever you're ready, Chuck, question 11.
Mike, despite the life you've led, do you think that I still love you?
Coming up, Michael Greenland crushes his family with more unbelievable secrets.
Have you ever thought that your past drug use may have caused permanent damage to your body? Have you ever had sexual relations with any of your wife's sisters?
And his wife is destroyed when he answers yes to the worst question possible.
Have you ever had sex with any of your friends' wives?
Moment of truth continues.
You have 10 truthful answers, one more $25,000, but there is no shame in stopping even at this point if these questions have hit closer to home than you had anticipated. So if you want to stop, I would be happy to stop at this point. If not, I'll honor whatever you want. We'll continue.
Let's go.
Okay. This is your $25,000 moment of truth. And this next question is not going to be asked by me. You still have time to stop it if you want.
No, let's go.
Then for $25,000, your question 11 is going to be asked by your father, Chuck, is here. Let's welcome Chuck to the show. Now we're at a very serious situation as it comes to your relationship with your son and a lot of things that have been discussed. But right now, our only concern is question 11. If you can be brave enough and honest enough and answer it truthfully, it'll be worth $25,000. The question comes from your father, so whenever you're ready, Chuck, question 11.
Mike, despite the life you've led, do you think that I still love you?
This was not a question that our producers came up with. This came from Chuck.
Yes, I do.
That answer is... true.
Chuck, you just helped your son win $25,000. Congratulations.
Good job, man. Love you so much. So proud of you.
Chuck, thank you very much.
Thank you.
How about that?
Thanks. Yeah.
You okay?
I'm great, Mark. Yeah.
Look, obviously there's a lot of pain in your family, but I don't think that's any different than most of the families watching the show, that if we look hard enough, there's pain for all of us. And that was uncomfortable, I'm sure, for you.
Very, very.
But could you see how emotional it was for your father?
Yeah, and that's why it was emotional for me.
Yeah.
I don't see him like that very often.
So through all of this, two grown men letting each other know that they love one another is not such a bad thing.
No, it's not.
Congratulations, you just won $25,000. But my question is, while this is a game and at times it's fun, you now see how serious it really is.
Yeah.
Because it's the game of your life, your moment. You've got $25,000 right now. A lot has been stirred up. A lot more will come down the line on your way to $500,000. So I want you to consider it and make a wise decision. We'll take a quick break and we'll be back with Michael Green.
Coming up, Michael Greenland crushes his family with more unbelievable secrets.
Have you ever thought that your past drug use may have caused permanent damage to your body? Have you ever had sexual relations with any of your wife's sisters?
And his wife is destroyed when he answers yes to the worst question possible.
Have you ever had sex with any of your friends' wives? Welcome back to the Moment of Truth. I'm here with Michael Greenland, a man who has answered every question we have asked him, truthfully. I say we because I've asked 10 of them, and your father just asked you the 11th question. And there were tears all around. How are you feeling right now, Michael?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm glad he was here.
You have $25,000. All I really want is for you to have the experience you'd hope for and leave here with as much money as possible. The only way to have that $25,000 would be to leave.
Okay?
Okay? If you risk it, you only have to answer 4 more questions to reach the top of the next level, which is $100,000. Okay. Look, none of us who are watching this program or involved right now know your past or your life, and you know what you've had to reveal to get to this point, so you can only imagine what will be revealed to get to the next point. So, what are we gonna do?
Stuff that's already come out, and so a lot of the questions I was kind of fearing have already gone past, so let's go for it.
Okay. Michael, I'm going to give you the chance to revisit this decision after every question that you answer truthfully, okay? So, would people ever describe you as the life of the party?
Probably.
Question 12. Have you ever thought that your past drug use may have caused permanent damage to your body? Mom, did you know about this? Okay. So, have you ever thought that your past drug use may have caused permanent damage to your body?
Yes. Yes.
That answer is true.
3 more, $100,000. Now, the question asks you about your past drug use. Is your drug use in the past?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Was it pretty serious?
It was probably for about a year to 2 years. Pretty intense daily stuff.
So that may be some of what your father alluded to when he talked about your behavior in the past?
Yeah. Yeah.
Before we go to the next question, remember, every question I ask you puts that $25,000 at risk. And while $100,000 is alluring, and certainly we all want that, $25,000 is a lot of money. So just keep that in mind. Do you think your friends can count on you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Definitely.
You think so? I mean, a brother-in-law, does that count as a friend?
Yeah.
Hopefully. Yeah. Would you count on him?
Definitely.
Yeah?
No. Oh,
that's not a good face.
The button's still in play.
Oh, yeah.
Question 13. Have you ever had a sexual fantasy about a friend's wife?
Yeah, I have.
That answer is true.
13 truthful. Getting close to $100,000, but again, don't let it fool you. Every question you risk your 25. Anything you want to say about that? Amy, any idea who's a friend's wife you might have had a fantasy about?
A couple.
Yeah. A couple. 13 truthful answers. If you continue to go on two more, you get to $100,000. This next question's a doozy. You can stop now if you want. First, I'm going to ask you, what first attracted you to your beautiful wife?
I don't know if there was one thing that I can point out. I mean, you're probably thinking, obviously, I dated two of her sisters, so...
Yeah, that has crossed my mind.
Yeah. I really can't pinpoint it. It's just, she's great. She's great.
Well, your wife has a question that she wanted to know the answer to.
Ooh.
You've kind of hinted around what the subject matter is.
Okay.
Question 14. Have you ever had sexual relations with any of your wife's sisters?
Michael Greenland has already ripped his family apart.
Would you say your wife is the most attractive woman you ever dated?
No.
Do you think that I still love you?
Yes, I do.
That answer is true.
And his wife is about to be destroyed when he answers yes to the worst question possible.
Have you ever had sex with any of your friends' wives?
The moment of truth continues.
13 truthful answers. If you continue to go on two more, you get to $100,000. This next question's a doozy. You can stop now if you want. First, I'm going to ask you, what first attracted you to your beautiful wife?
I don't know if there was one thing that I can point out. I mean, you're probably thinking, obviously, I dated two of her sisters, so...
Yeah, that has crossed my mind.
Yeah. I really can't pinpoint it. It's just, she's great. She's great.
Well, your wife has a question that she wanted to know the answer to.
Ooh.
You've kind of hinted around what the subject matter is.
Okay.
Question 14. Have you ever had sexual relations with any of your wife's sisters? You did date two of them.
Yeah. Yeah, but...
One of them's here.
Yeah.
So, what is the truth? Have you ever had sexual relations with any of your wife's sisters?
No.
Let's find out.
That answer is... true.
I told you! I told you!
Thank you for asking that question.
Thank you for asking that question. She doesn't believe us.
Well, Amy wanted to know the answer.
Uh-huh. That's right.
So has that been a question that's bothered you for some time? I would imagine having dated a couple sisters, that could be a little sticky.
Yes.
Thank you.
Now it's done.
It's over. And now her husband will leave her alone about the same question.
Why, Rachel, when we found out this answer, did you immediately start to beat Amy?
Because we have both told her since they started dating, nothing ever happened.
Well, now we know.
In fact, when he said he was coming on the show, I said, please, I hope they ask this question.
Good.
So she'll leave us alone.
For all the possible damage that can come on this show, I'm glad a little bit of good might have come out of this.
There you go.
Don't let that pyramid fool you. It sure looks like you've done all the hard work, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It only takes one question to lose all your money. So you can stop now if you want. If not, we're gonna go for your $100,000 moment of truth.
Okay.
You want it?
Yeah.
I wish you the best of luck. Question 15. Have you ever had sex with any of your friends' wives? Don't let that pyramid fool you. It sure looks like you've done all the hard work, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It only takes one question to lose all your money. So you can stop now if you want. If not, we're gonna go for your $100,000 moment of truth.
Okay.
You want it?
Yeah.
I wish you the best of luck. Question 15. Have you ever had sex with any of your friends' wives? Amy, do you have any idea what the answer to this question might be?
Yes.
You know, if you don't want to hear the answer, the button's still in play.
Can I hit it?
So, have you ever had sex with any of your friends' wives?
Yes.
That answer is...
You can hold this.
True.
It's a lot of money, Michael, and yet that question brought your wife to tears, so I have to question if it's worth $100,000. Amy, you want to talk about this?
Not really, no.
Not really. You felt like you knew the answer to this question when I asked it.
Yes. And she's like a sister to me, and I haven't known for 9 years.
You guys gonna be okay? Well, you've got $100,000, but now you're faced with another decision. Michael, it's a bigger decision than whether or not you think you can be honest.
Yeah.
Because you have to ask yourself, more tears, more money, is that a balance of something you want? Amy, what do you want to do?
Go for it.
I don't know what's coming.
Outside of this world, how long would it take you to earn $100,000?
Too long.
Too long?
Too long.
Looking at your mother, consoling your wife, looking at your sister-in-law who's choked up, you've shed some tears. And it is a dangerous path. Do you want to walk out of here with $100,000, or do you think you can beat it and go for $200,000? Michael, what do you want to do?
I've come this far, and I think I'm going to go home with the money I have.
Okay. Good. I didn't talk you into it, did I?
No.
See, was an honest answer to some very, very difficult questions. I honestly believe that some truths are better left unsaid. That's all the time we have. I thank you very much for watching. We'll see you next time on The Moment of Truth. Good night, folks.
Next week, it's a special night of the hardest questions ever asked.
Have you had sexual relations with over 100 women? This next question is not going to be asked by me.
Do fat people repulse you?
The toughest questions lead to the most brutal answers ever.
Have you ever been paid for sex?
Don't wanna miss it.